The family forced to leave Haida Gwaii after one member was charged in what police say was the intentional hit-and-run death of a local man has left for the lower mainland. Their vehicles passed through Prince George early Wednesday, April 30, according to social media users tracking their journey. This came as part of a wave of unity and resistance that swept across northern BC beginning Tuesday, April 29, as Indigenous communities gathered in mourning and protest following the death of 32-year-old Luke Pearson in Skidgate on April 22. Pearson's death, which led to the arrest of a man now facing a charge of second-degree murder, has triggered an outpouring of grief and a broader call to action via the social media hashtag #JusticeForLuke. Following the arrest, the Haida Nation requested that the accused's family leave the islands. There have been unproven allegations that the family is involved in drug trafficking. As the family's ferry arrived in Prince Rupert, supporters lined the highway, drumming, singing, and offering visible signs of solidarity. In Kitsum Kalem, Tempo Gas shut its doors temporarily, citing public safety, while community members gathered at the memorial pole to sing and drum into the evening, radio station CFNR reported. RCMP vehicles escorted the family's convoy for parts of the trip. Gatherings were held in Kitsilis at Gitaus, Gitwangok, Gitsagukla, Hazelton, Whitsett and Houston, with social media showing people lining the highway, holding signs as the family's vehicles passed. By midday Wednesday, the family had been spotted in Quesnel and Williams Lake. There are reports that they passed through McBride before looping back around to head west to reach Highway 97. The Dajing Gyids RCMP on Haida Gwaii responded to reports of a pedestrian struck by a vehicle in the 200 block of Front Street in Skidgate on April 22 at 1:17 p.m. The victim later died from the trauma. From the outset of this collision, this was investigated as a targeted attack, and at no time did the Dajing Gyids RCMP feel there was a risk to the greater community or its members, said Dajing Gyids RCMP Detachment Commander Sergeant Chris Minso. The North District Major Crimes Unit arrested a 32-year-old Skidgate man in connection with Pearson's death, and police were aware that the situation could lead to a heightened community response. In response to the incident and its potential threat, the Skidgate Band Council imposed a curfew on the village from 10 p.m. on April 22 until 6 a.m. the following morning. The Dajing Gyids RCMP increased patrols to engage with the community and ease concerns. Residents were told expect a heightened police presence in the coming days. The Council of the Haida Nation, CHN, reassured the people of Haida Gwaii on Facebook that the deceased's family and the Haida and Skidgate Band Council fully support the RCMP Major Crime Unit investigation. The family regularly communicates with the RCMP and receives updates as the investigation progresses. CHN also urged the community to focus on supporting the family and one another while remembering the kindness and generosity of the man who has died. Anyone with information regarding the fatal incident, including CCTV or dash cam footage, can contact the Dajing Gyids RCMP at 250-559-4421. With files from Radha Agarwal, local journalism initiative reporter, The Northern View.